This news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Ace Hardware in Sebring. Good morning, everybody. Ed Wolf here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press with your news update. 4-H youth members are invited to a free and fun-filled afternoon of bowling on Sunday, March 8th at Longchamp Lanes in Bad Axe. Check-in will be at 2 p.m. Bowling will start promptly at 2:30. The Huron County 4-H Council is sponsoring the bowling event and will cover the admission fee for all currently enrolled 4-H members. This includes two games of bowling, shoe rental, and a pitcher of pop per lane. All other concessions will be at the owner's expense. Pre-registration is required to attend, as a head count is needed prior to the event. Make sure your 4-H youth members are currently enrolled and approved on 4-H online to attend. No exceptions. All 4-H members must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. And as of right now, this event is only for 4-H youth members. If room allows, parents may bowl at a cost of $3 per game, which will be determined the day of the event. To pre-register, please contact the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 between the hours of 8 and 4, Monday through Friday. All right. Following a press release in Harbor Beach Police Department on January 25th, the Harbor Beach Police Department responded to a call of a report of a missing person. Serena Umbrit, 36, was reported missing on January 25th and was last seen on surveillance video at Brown's Market on January 23rd, 2026, at approximately 9:38 p.m. Law enforcement is concerned about the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. The Michigan State Police and other agencies are assisting Harbor Beach Police Department, and investigation remains ongoing. We ask the community to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to the Harbor Beach Police Department at 989-550-0732 or hbpd@harborbeach.com. If you know anything about the whereabouts of Shayna, please contact the Harbor Beach Police Department or just call 911 immediately. We're working diligently with law enforcement partners to locate Shayna, and we'll provide updates and new information as it becomes available. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor, Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
On February 6th at approximately 6:30 p.m., investigators with the Sanilac County Drug Task Force initiated a traffic stop in the city of Sandusky as part of an ongoing probe into methamphetamine distribution within Sanilac County. During the stop, officers discovered more than 113 grams of methamphetamines. A 33-year-old Sandusky man was taken into custody and transported to Sanilac County Jail, where he is being held pending arraignment on several drug-related charges. Assisting on the scene was provided by Lapeer County Sheriff's K-9 Unit and Sandusky Police Department. Due to the active nature of this investigation, no further details are being released at this time. The Sanilac County Drug Task Force continues to encourage community members to report people suspected of narcotic activity anonymously by calling 1-800-544-DRUG or using the submit a tip on the option on the sheriff's website or through sheriff office mobile app. The Michigan Department, the Michigan Department of State released its 2025 customer service data report showing sustained improvements in branch office efficiency and customer satisfaction, even amid a sharp increase in demand for Real ID services. For the third consecutive year, 91% of customers that visited the Secretary of State branch offices were served within 20 minutes or less. This performance held steady despite a 219% increase in Real ID transactions compared to 2024, driven by federal compliance deadlines. Staff completed more than 460,000 Real ID transactions in 2025, including over 200,000 issued in the week surrounding May 7th deadline. By the end of the year, nearly 6.6 million Michigan driver's license and state IDs with Real ID compliant were given out, representing more than 79% of all accreditations statewide. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabwing Ace Hardware.